Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Anthony Thornhill joins me now. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Going better than you at this stage, I'd say. You've had a shocking night.
Yeah, hasn't been a couple of good days since Friday afternoon.
Now, you've got Utopia Park. You're a dressage centre there. You're near Taree.
Yeah, it is 5K south of Taree, yeah.
Tell us about last night, what you've gone through in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, look, Friday night was our worst night. That's when the firestorm sort of come through my place and I just sort of family evacuated and I grabbed all the horses and put them in one central paddock. And probably the missus has also grabbed it. It's probably more the roguey one and held it until the sort of the fire went past and, kept them all calm. And we got through that night. And then last night, yesterday afternoon, the fire sort of changed direction and wind come back on us again. So I sort of had to pack everything back up into the middle of the paddock and go through the same process again. It was fire take two, unfortunately, but it didn't sort of get to us, but it was close.
Now, you've got another situation. Your son and his partner, they're the seven-day-old baby in the middle of all this.
Yeah. No, well, they were in the old house until we built the new one, and we got them out on Friday, and, the fire went right through that, and so all that's gone. The only thing, I don't know how, the new house, it's the only thing that survived, and it's got a bit of damage on it, but all my boundary fences and all my sheds and stables and arenas and it's all gone.
All level to the ground.
Yeah. Mate. That's a bit of the problem at the moment. I'm just trying to organise fencing and food because I had all hay and that in the sheds and that's all gone and I'm just come back in town now to try and rustle up a bit of hay and a bit of food. I sort of snuck in. There was a highway still closed so it's hard getting in and out. They're not letting us do too much.
How many horses have you got there, Anthony?
I've got 11.
You sound like you're in real strife, aren't you?
Yeah. Worst part, I'm near the highway, and I've only got a couple internal fences left, and that's what happened the other day. I had two horses in together, and I just about feed up, and one chased the other one, and he did it, put him through the iron post and cut his bloody tendon, so we got the vets out at 6 o'clock and spent the next 3 hours bloody stitching him up under a torchlight because I've got no power and just got water on, so I've been carting water up until yesterday. So,
mate, I reckon there's going to be people hear this and say, listen, we got some feed and we'll get it to you. Can they ring you? I mean, they can find you Thornhill Park, Utopia Park. On Facebook, they'll find there your phone number. I mean, I'm happy to give your phone number out for people who want to help you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah. That'd be awesome, yeah.
All right, the Anthony's mobile is 0407 564 494. I'll repeat it back for you, 0407 564 494. If you can help him out, because you're in strife. You've got no feed, you're battling, and fences are gone the lot.
One little green bit in the middle where we all hovered together for quite a few hours over the last couple of days, and the other the other part, if someone's out there, look, this is the horse that cut his tendon. I just need somewhere he's going to take a lot of time, a lot of attention, and to look after and get him right. So that's sort of my other real drama at the moment. I've got him in just a fenced little place, .
So if someone can provide a box for that horse that's cut his tendon, you obviously need him in a relatively confined space. You won't want him out galloping around, will you?
No. Well, that's the other part. He's going to have needles and pace all the time and care on his leg. So he's just going to be a bit of a long slog, that fella, for a little while.
All right. Well, Anthony, I hope people call, mate. They can find you, as I said, Utopia Park. Near Taree, if you can help Anthony out with some feed or whatever. I mean, even if the fires are gone, you look like you're going to have more fire back, or is it all gone now?
Look, everything's burnt where I am now, so nothing more can burn. Just a couple of trees can still fall down, but the biggest part at the moment is the highway's still closed, so we can't go. People have been really good in offering us places to put horses and that, but you can't get to some of them, and some of the local people have done the same thing, but their places have gone up in the last 2 days as well. So it's
you've
got to be careful where you go because the fires are so huge.
Yeah, I mean, even if people can offer you electric fences, that's going to help. If you can set up some other paddocks with electric, even with just electric, well, you got no power though. You need battery operated.
I've got no power.
Mate, you're in real strife. All right, 0407 564 494 is Anthony's number. If you can help him, give him a call, mate. We'll keep in touch, and I know Hossel will follow up tomorrow as to how you're going, but let's hope we can help you out and get some food there for you and for those horses and for you as well.
Right on, mate. Thanks very much for that.